Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. I'm in a tremendous amount of physical pain, but I'm here for you because I care. I will be rejuvenated tonight at Sprint Center as I celebrate my anniversary with Susan St. John, and we celebrate to the sounds of Tesla, Poison, and Def Leppard.
Well, unskinny bop, huh?
And right now, let me tell you, a lot of people around town come up to me and say, hey, what do you do for a living?
Tell them you're a beard model?
Right. Tell them, I'm in radio, and radio affords me the opportunity to meet wonderful people like our next guest. And tomorrow, you can meet our next guest, can't you, Nate Bucati?
That's right.
Can't you?
That's right.
Where?
Well, at the 810 All-Star Gathering at the 810 Zone.
You're kidding me? He's going to be there?
Mad Beasley's going to be there.
Oh, I'd like to meet that guy.
Oh, he didn't want to see you.
Damn it. He's going to help us raise some money for Children's Mercy Hospital, which, by the way, I want to give a shout-out real quick. Myself and Kevin Ellis, who is a fellow defender along with Mad Beasley at Sporting Kansas City, you know, there's a great partnership there with Children's Mercy as well. We got to go see a young lady we got to know 3 years ago named Kit Van Sickle, who's now 5 years old. She just had her last treatment at Children's Mercy Hospital for leukemia. And she had a port, you know, that was implanted in her body to where they could just, you know, plug the chemo medicine right in so it would put the medicine right into her heart. She got her port removed yesterday because she officially doesn't need it anymore, because 3 years later she's cancer-free and she's done with her chemo. And so we went to the hospital and got to watch her go in for her surgery and make her way out. I just want to tell you, Children's Mercy, if you haven't been there, and I know you have, Stephen, but those who have know what an amazingly special place that is. It's just an amazing place. And I want to give a shout-out to all the people that work at Children's Mercy, because they are a true treasure here in Kansas City.
And tomorrow's the second annual All-Star Afternoon, a charity event benefiting Children's Mercy and 810 Cares for KC, featuring Rob Riggle, Trent Green, Jeff Montgomery, Tim Grunhard, Jamie Bloomy. You just heard Mike Boddicker is going to show up covered in mud and drywall just the way you want him.
Yep.
And Matt Beasley will be there. We'll all be there.
Mm-hmm.
But Matt Beasley, one of the guests. First of all, Matt Beasley, thank you so much for agreeing to be seen in public with us, because I know that well, that could backfire on you really fast. But thank you so much for offering up your time for a couple of great causes, sir.
You're welcome, guys. It's always a big risk,
right,
to be seen in public with Stephen St. John, but well, I'm doing it for the people.
See,
you know what? High risk, high reward. Though.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you have to.
Hey, happy Father's Day too, guys.
Yeah, but same to you. That was Father's Day is very special. Now, did you do anything special with your family for Father's Day?
I did not on Father's Day. So we were traveling back from San Jose on Sunday, and
right,
I didn't get back till probably 5 or 6, and we were debating of whether or not to do anything, and I just, you know, I told Amanda that I'd been traveling a lot in the past couple of weeks, and I wanted to spend some time at home and relax with the family, and we had the day off on Monday, and so we were able to go to Deanna Rose Farmstead.
That's great.
Which was fun. Amanda, she did surprise me, though. When I got back on Sunday afternoon, we had those big storms on Friday or Saturday,
mm-hmm,
here in Kansas City, and there was about 4 or 5 paper bags filled with sticks that she had picked up for me all throughout the backyard, and I was very impressed.
Wow.
And I said, Amanda, that is why I love you. You went and picked up the sticks in the backyard for me.
See,
thank you.
You know what? That's true love.
Yeah.
Is what that
is.
That's
real love. Really. I mean, yeah. She was making me look bad because I definitely wouldn't have thought of anything like that for Mother's Day. But she was thinking about me that day, and she knew that I wasn't going to want to pick up sticks when I got home from traveling. So she did it.
You know, Sporting did a thing, Stephen. I don't know if you got to see it, but we ran it on the pregame show on Saturday where they brought a bunch of the players in and told them they were going to be talking to them about Father's Day and what it means to be a father, but they didn't tell them that they had filmed their wives and kids telling them how much they, you know, you mean to me as a father type of thing and as a husband, and they showed the guys the videos, and then we watched the reactions of the players. And Matt, you were one of those guys. We got to see some of what Amanda had to say to you about being a dad. Did that process, like sitting there and actually like watching on an iPad video of Amanda telling you what you mean to her as a, you know, as the father of her baby girl?
It's pretty cool. You guys know what it's like, but there's not really anything else in the world that will really get you like family and like your kids. So I'm just now experiencing kind of everything for the first time, but. That was a really cool video and a great idea that Sporting did. I was not expecting. I went into the interview thinking I was going to have to talk about, you know, myself as a father, and you know they handed us the iPad and they had pretty much gone behind the scenes and kept it secret that they had talked to our wives and our kids, and they put together a video for us. So it was really cool.
All right, again, you're going to be out at the A10 Zone with us for the All-Star Afternoon featuring Rob Riggle. And something else I wanted to ask you about, Matt, no other home, living, leading, and learning what matters most, a book written by Matt Beasler. Tell us all about this. Nate Buchady said he has pre-ordered 100 copies of the book for himself. Which,
okay. The book.
I'm not sure why he needs that many, but let's talk about the book.
I want to go on the record here before I explain this. There are no creepy stories about Nate in this book, so let's just get that.
That's disappointing.
Get that on the air.
It's not like a chapter about just it's called Nate.
Right.
No. Restraining Nate.
I'm a little offended I wasn't asked to write the foreword because I already had one written.
Right.
I just got it just sitting there. So, but,
yeah.
You know,
you'd rather write the backword.
That's right. Your choice. So.
What that means.
No, but Steven, I'm really excited about it. It was a really fun project. It started a while ago, to be honest with you, and there's really two reasons why I decided to finally write it. The first reason is because I always get asked the same questions when I'm in public or when I'm at an appearance by fans or by parents, and I never really have time to actually give them a real answer because there's not a whole lot of time, and I always have to give a generic answer. Like people always ask me, you know, what's the one thing that you would work on as a kid, or what's your favorite memory playing soccer, or what's the hardest stadium you've ever played in or played against, and I always have to give generic answers, and I finally kind of got fed up with having to answer so many questions, and I thought, you know, this is the right chance for me to sit down and finally answer and go in depth and be able to tell some stories and really give my thoughts and opinions on certain topics, and so that part of it is exciting, and the second reason is last year, as you guys know, I suffered a concussion. And one of the rehab that was suggested to me by some doctors was to keep a journal, and which I thought was interesting because I had never heard that before. And you know, they wanted me to keep a daily journal and just to keep your brain working and to kind of get it back. And so I started writing in my journal, and naturally I started writing about some of these stories that I wanted to tell and some of this advice that I wanted to give people out there. And So it just kind of started happening naturally like that. And, you know, we got about halfway through and I said, I think I really want to do this. And we were able to complete it in the off season, and it's going to come out later this year. We're shooting towards November with the production and all that stuff. But again, really, really looking forward to it. You know, there'll be more details that will come out as this thing gets closer, but we should have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I'm looking right now. You can go online and pre-order the book wherever books are sold. I'm looking at Barnes & Noble right now, but available for pre-order. This item will be available on November 7, 2017, and it gives a nice overview of the book and some more information about it. So did it help? Was it therapeutic for you, not only as far as your concussion, but did you, because people that I know that have started writing a journal, they get addicted to it, and it helps them, and it helps them go through their thoughts, and most importantly, it helps them, you know, remember the details of certain things that sometimes we forget about. How was that experience for you to keep that journal?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very accurate with what you just said. I didn't really know what to expect, and you know, going into this process, I wouldn't really consider myself a savvy writer or someone that, you know, loves to write. But I really did fall in love with the process. And, you know, as I found out, you know, I'd kind of go in waves of really getting into it and then kind of taking some time off. And when I got away from it, I found out that I missed it. So I got back into it. And you're exactly right. When you say, you know, once you start and you kind of get into a rhythm there, you actually start remembering, you know, all these details and these stories that, you know, who knows? I mean, if you never would have sat down and actually took the time to think about stuff and to write stuff down, you might never remember that. I mean, it might just be kind of lost up there in your brain because there's so many memories that you have, and sometimes it's hard to kind of pull from your brain to remember them. So that aspect of it was great. I'm very thankful for that.
All right, Matt, before we move on to the soccer talk, another activity that you're very involved in this year is the Blue KC Sporting Samaritans by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. And you guys just had your June honoree. This is a young lady by the name of Victoria Dunn, who's a biology teacher and girls basketball coach at Hogan Prep in Kansas City. Now, she didn't get to meet you because you were off with the national team when she got tickets, but she got four tickets and a VIP experience on June 3rd to the game there, and people can keep nominating more honorees as the season goes on, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, actually, this girl, Victoria, has some mutual friends with Ike Opara. So he kind of filled in for me because I was away with the national team, so he got to kind of take over for me on this one. But I was really looking forward to meeting Victoria because when I saw that she was a biology teacher, I wanted to ask her just about, you know, how she teaches biology, because I remember, I don't know how you guys feel about biology, but that was a pretty tough subject for me, and mm-hmm. I never really figured out the best way to learn that one. So I wanted to ask her kind of what her approach was for teaching it to her kids, but hopefully I'll be able to get to meet her, you know, in a few weeks, maybe for the next month's honoree.
Yeah, you can go online to sportingkc.com/bluekc. That's sportingkc.com/bluekc. And you can nominate somebody. And if you nominate the person that gets picked, you get two tickets to the game and a gift card to the Sporting Style store. And then the winner gets four tickets in the VIP experience. So if you know somebody in the community that's making a difference, go to sportingkc.com/bluekc and nominate them. And we'll have another winner next month. Matt, let's talk a little Sporting Kansas City soccer now. You mentioned the trip to San Jose. You guys, you got another clean sheet in this game. I know it was disappointing not to get a goal considering how well you played. And, boy, Graham had such an amazing run at the very end of the game that was just inches away from being the goal that would have won it. But on the positive side, you guys get another shutout. It's 9 on the year. It leads MLS. Right now, you're at the halfway point of the season, and you're on pace to have the best goals against average in the history of the league. Tell me how good this defense is compared to the defenses that you've been on in the past, like in 2012 and 2013, that were among the best in the history of the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't really like to compare teams throughout, you know, different years, just because the styles are different sometimes, and the makeup and everything is different. But I mean, this team is very, very strong defensively. It's not just the guys that actually play defense and you know, and our goalkeeper. Everybody's been playing extremely well. There's been a lot of focus on our defensive shape, and the guys in front of us are really making our jobs easier, just with the amount of pressure that they're able to put on the ball. When you're able to put a lot of pressure on the ball, it makes the game predictable, because, you know, you're not giving the other team very much time. And for us in the back, if we're able to do that, you know, we can basically read what the other team's about to do. And I think that's, you know, why you've seen us be able to, you know, step in and intercept so many passes this year, and really be on the front foot. So we, you know, we're definitely happy, satisfied so far with how we've started. But we also know that you know, this thing can kind of turn very quickly if you don't stay focused. And so for the second half of the season, we have to make sure that we continue to work hard and continue to focus on all the details that are making us, you know, successful right now.
So you're getting ready to play the LA Galaxy, another trip to the West Coast, Saturday night at 9:30. That's a game you can listen to live right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and watch on Fox Sports Kansas City and Fox Sports Go. You've done a pretty good job of giving us some keys to watch for these teams that you've taken on. And this is a different Galaxy team. Bruce Arena's not the head coach anymore. Landon Donovan's not there anymore. Robbie Keane's not there anymore. Some of the big names that we've seen over the past have changed. So what do we need to watch for in this game on Saturday night?
I'm really looking forward to this game because I think it's going to be a real game. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times in the past couple of weeks, you know, we've gone and played our games, and these teams really just sit back, and it's almost like they're afraid to really come out and play us and play us straight up. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with how much they respect us, but sometimes, you know, that can be really difficult to play against. And at times it can be a little frustrating just because it's so hard to break a team down, and you have to be so patient. And, you know, I think that's one area of our game where, you know, I think that's the final piece that we're really trying to figure out is how are we going to really break these teams down and finish off some of these chances that we're getting. But I think this LA game might be different. I hope it's different. Typically, when you go and play the LA Galaxy at their place, It's a very open game, and, you know, they throw a lot of numbers forward, and they try and high press the other team, and so I'm hoping that that's their approach again, because I think it's going to make for a very exciting game. And it's a bit different, like I said, than other teams that have faced us, because, you know, so many teams just sit back, and I'm excited to see what we can do against a team that really tries to press us.
It's not a surprise the teams sit back against you here when they're in Kansas City, but the last two teams on the road, the home teams have done that. Does that surprise you?
It does. I was actually talking with a couple of the guys in the locker room, and we were just kind of assessing where we were at as a team, and, you know, we're at the halfway point, and I know there's a lot of talk about all that stuff, but I really believe you're seeing some things from our team right now that have never really been done in the league before.
Yeah.
Just with the way that we're going on the road and in our approach, you know, everybody talks about how hard it is to win on the road. And usually what happens is teams go on the road and they completely change the way that they play. You know, they don't even really try and play, and, you know, they give up so much possession. And with us this year, it's actually been the complete opposite, which I've never seen before, and I don't think anybody's ever seen before in the league, and we're really doing some unprecedented things. And you just look at the last couple of games. I mean, we went on the road to Colorado, and I know it's tough to say because we actually lost this game, but
I think we outshot them like 28-3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean that stuff just never happens in our league. And this past game against San Jose, I think we held them to an all-time record low for shots in a home game. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I mean, those things are the norm. I mean, that's almost happening every week. There's some type of record that that our team is setting. And so I think we're definitely, we have all the pieces. Now it's about really taking advantage and getting some results of how we're playing.
Matt, before we let you go real quick, you also are on the Gold Cup 40-man roster for Bruce Arena. So can you tell us what your – do you know what your schedule is yet when it comes to that? What happens next for you when it comes to the national team stuff?
Yeah, so we still haven't found out. There hasn't been a final decision. We haven't been informed yet. It usually happens over email. Sometimes you get a call from Bruce Arena, depending on your situation, if he wants to talk to you. But me personally, I have not heard anything if I'm on the final roster or not. I assume that's going to be happening here in the next couple days, because I believe the schedule, I'd have to look again, but if you are on the final 23-man roster, the camp for the Gold Cup starts next week, because there's a friendly game on July 3rd, and then the tournament starts on July 9th. So that stuff's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Well, good luck, man. We of course would hate to miss you here in Kansas City, but we're pulling for you on that regard. So hopefully we hear some good news here pretty soon.
All right, cool, guys. Hey, I'll see you guys tomorrow, and maybe I'll have to wear a wig or something when I show up to this appearance tomorrow so you guys don't recognize me and so I'm not seen in public with him.
Nate said he'll recognize your scent. I don't know what that means, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Just do it out there. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, that was a fastball down the middle. Had to swing. Sorry.
It was.
I'll see you tomorrow, boss. You're the
Sounds
man.
Sounds good. See you guys tomorrow.
That is, I'll tell you.
Smells like success.
Right. Wow.
Smells like a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What am I going to tell you?
I'm just listening. We'll see what else you might say. I'll tell you, there's going to be a guy that smells like bone broth.
Jake's going to be pushing his bone broth on Beasley. Hey, you try this stuff, man.
Who's that guy that smells like
I don't think I need to push it on anybody.
Beef. Yeah. I was going to tell you, and I'm not saying it's bad.
I mean, that's...
You smell like beef.
I don't drink beef broth.
Then figure out why you smell like beef. I was telling you. Here's
chicken
the deal.
Chicken broth.
Smell like chicken?
Yeah, beef.
Beef?
Here's the deal.
It's what's for dinner.
Right. No, let me tell you something. You don't understand. He's already made it. He's already reached the pinnacle, okay? You have Megan Anderson,
mm-hmm.
who has already started her training camp to fight for the UFC featherweight championship on the pay-per-view for UFC 214 in the co-main event. And she said, maybe I should drink some bone broth to get ready for Cyborg. Just
right.
The idea that he has influenced her enough with him pushing his bone broth on all of our guests, just the knowledge that he has, that he has created a scenario where someone is contemplating utilizing his bone broth approach in a UFC title match, that's all he needs. He's made it.
I can go through success story after success story. Gary Hales.
What kind of feather is that in your cap?
Oh,
she even meant
one, but
so maybe I should
do
the bone
broth.
You don't
think she's just, you know, trying to get him to back off?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll try it.
She tasted my broth and enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
No, that's
she did. Her and Laura
accurate.
Both.
Uh-huh.
They did.
Just Laura's going to be anything. In studio tomorrow, right?
Probably.
Maybe.
I haven't confirmed it yet. James is in Colorado. But yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Why don't you confirm this?
Whoa.
Why don't you confirm this?
Yeah, you can't come back with the same thing.
I
it's
got to
be
did.
New and fresh.
Nope.
You know what's new and fresh?
I'm pointing at my
old
broth.
And not original.
The
no,
second
that sounds like
the second annual All-Star Afternoon featuring Rob Riggle, Trent Green, Jeff Montgomery, Tim Grunhard, Jamie Bluma, Curtis Siebold, Matt Beasler, Mike Boddicker, I'm going to be there. Nate's going to be there.
I believe
Jake's
Sporting
be there.
Kids City Defender and homegrown product Kevin Ellis will be there as
Kevin
well.
Kevin Ellis will be there.
Yep.
Leba? Did you go there and start fights between everybody or?
Just make bad jokes, I think. He's going to walk around making bad jokes at people.
Irritate people and then walk off?
Yeah. So I got a pinch running for you too?
VIP tickets.
He's going to cut the audio out of it.
Include VIP access. What does that mean? Then you're up there. You know what?
VIP?
Rubbing elbows.
Very immense.
Rubbing shoulders, if you want, because I'm sore. Rubbing elbows with Rob Riggle and Trent Green, Jeff Montgomery, Tim Grunhard, Jamie Bloomer, Curtis Siebold, Matt Beasler, Mike Boddicker, Kevin Ellis, rubbing their elbows. All you can eat food and drink up there. They have a delicious buffet line of foods. And you know what the drink is, don't you? Huh? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Huh? Little footsie under the table, like, you know what I'm talking about.
How's your father?
He's pretty good, actually. Limited tickets available. All you have to do is send an email to Pamela Todd at 810WHB.com. And you can enjoy a wonderful all-star afternoon. And if you get the VIP tickets, you get a gift bag. All kinds of good stuff there with Central States Beverage and Loaded Vodka and Charlie Hustle. I mean, it's wonderful. A great silent auction from 4 until 7. Between the Lines will be broadcasting live. You can meet and greet the All-Stars plus appearances by 810 hosts and other famous Kansas Citians. If you've been sitting around thinking, how in the hell can I meet Cody Tapp? What do I got to do? There it is. Did the work for you. What else do I have to do? Come and pick you up like I'm Z-Trip? Maybe. Maybe I will. Maybe Z-Trip will take me out there.
See if,
and I'll swing by. Send me your address, Kansas City. I'll swing by and I'll have the driver pick you up.
If our listeners are a horse... And the 810 zone is water.
You ever call
you're leading them to water.
No.
You ever call
a
listener's horse again?
We will not
swear to
allow
you.
That.
You'll be out of the studio within a snap
you're not
of my finger.
Talk about our listeners like
those
that.
Horse to water.
No, dude, stop it.
Horse.
You need to enunciate. Yeah. Stop it.
Lead a horse to water.
I'll tell you what. I was driving in my car waiting for you guys to talk about baseball.
Katie's talking about horse and water.
I had my granddaughter in the car, man.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Here we go. Kansas City, if you want me and Z-Trip to swing by and pick you up and send me your address.
I'm a fan of 30-minute segments.
Would that be a deterrent?
This is way more than 30, isn't it?
Would that be something that would excite people or deter people?
What, meaning Cody Tapp?
If I would swing by and pick him up to go to All-Star Afternoon.
Oh, dude. People would line up.
Yeah, line up to not go with me.
No, they would. People love you, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know if they want you driving them, but they
I said Z-Trip.
Well,
Z-Trip
I thought
KC.
You were driving them.
No, he's just riding with them.
Oh.
He's just driving in the back.
I'm in the back.
Oh, yeah. Now
all of a sudden, the car pulls up. I roll the window down the back, and I'm like, get in.
I got you.
Put your seatbelt on. Because this ride's about to get a little bumpy.
Yeah, you're like Stifler's mom, like rolling down the window, just with the little finger wagging.
Filling the Z-Trip up with whores.
And I'll still, nope. And I will still be feeling it from Poison and Def Leppard. Play a little Talk Dirty to me.
Oh, boy.
Okay, crank that up.
Oh, boy.
That pulls into your drive. We had to make that an auction package. Z-Trip and St. John picks you up, Blair and Poison. I pull into the driveway and Z-Trip, and this is a dragon.
This feels like a scene from an 80s movie.
We made a rope. We have them. So, and at some point, we'll clean up the house to a song.
Montage.
Yeah, montage. Yeah. Right. It could happen.
This might be my favorite Poison song.
Anyway, if you don't go with me, show up, okay? For more information, you can actually call 913-3810-810, and Jake will pass along the correct phone number to the individual.
Pamela.
You can also talk to Jake. Jake, you going to be there?
Yeah. I'm not answering the phones, though.
What about Rob Riggle?
About him. Give him a high five. About him. Give him a high five.
Cody Tapp just tweeted, what did I miss? A whole bunch, buddy.
Yep. Life is what you miss.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yep.
What did I miss? Huh? What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
I was reading something. Yeah.
The thing is, he's not here. Usually you say you're like sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
What happened?
Five feet away from us. What's going on?
But most importantly, remember this. All-Star Afternoon is a benefit for Children's Mercy and 810 Cares for KC. Jamie Bluma and Tim Grunhardt alone, that's worth the price of admission. But then you throw in Rob Riggle and Trent Green and Jeff Montgomery and Mike Boddicker and Matt Beasler and Kevin Ellis and Nate Bucati and
Stephen St. John.
And Stephen St. John and Cody Tapp and Jake Gutierrez and Sandra from Traffic.
Bone Broth.
Be there. And Gary Hales and Sandy Cohen. Do a picture booth with Rob Manning. Take some nervous pictures. All kinds of stuff, you know. What else can I tell you to get you out there? Just do it. Do it for the kids. Do it for me. Everyone have a great day, all right?
You out of here?
Tomorrow. No, everyone have a great day. All-Star Afternoon.
Okay.
It's going to be a great day. Usually it's a night, but this is an afternoon, fool. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.